Hello everybody, thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today I would like to speak about my very, very good friend, may he rest in peace, Yehuda ben Yitzchak. Today was his first Yahrzeit, passed away on the 16th of Iyar, just before Lag BaOmer of last year. Yehuda was a very special man. He lived to 62 years old, approximately, and he made a very long and amazing journey to become a frum Jew who kept all of Torah mitzvahs, and he had an incredible love for his fellow Jews. He would call up so many people, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, maybe not every week would he call the same person, maybe he would call certain people only every few months, but he had many, many, many people, I would say, probably about 100 people that he would keep in touch with, calling them, wishing them hello, a good day, a good Erev Shabbos, good Chodesh, Freilichen, Kosher, Freilichen Pesach, whatever Yom Tov was, whatever the Shabbos was. And he was incredibly good and friendly. And he was actually everybody's friend. He made so many friends, so many people in all the different shuls, or people not in shuls, they weren't involved with Torah mitzvahs. And he set a beautiful example of loving one's fellow Jew. In his own life, he struggled tremendously with very, very great challenges, but he always tried to keep a very good attitude, and he always tried to help others. And this is something which reminds us of the whole idea of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a time of great Avos Yisrael. How was it in the story of Rabbi Akiva's students? Rabbi Akiva's students, unfortunately, did not really quite understand Rabbi Akiva's teaching. Rabbi Akiva's main teaching was loving their fellow Jew. And yet Rabbi Akiva's students, unfortunately, were not able to have respect for each other. And it was very hard for them to have respect for each other because they were so enthusiastic about their teacher's teachings. But in fact, they did not actually succeed. And therefore, 24,000 of them unfortunately passed away. But on Lag BaOmer, that's when the students that were left, which were five students, which included the Rashbi himself, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was a student of Rabbi Akiva, they really understood the idea of Avos Yisrael. And so on Lag BaOmer, one of the things we celebrate is our love for every single Jew. As Rabbi Akiva said, that loving our fellow Jew, this is a great principle in the Torah. And we also celebrate, of course, the Rashbi, Rabbi Akiva's student, who taught and us, began to teach us, began to reveal to us the inner secrets of the Torah, the Kabbalah, the spiritual teachings of the Torah. And in fact, there's a beautiful story about the last day of the Rashbi's life, in which he saw in heaven that it was time for his soul to go back to heaven. And therefore, he revealed many, many, many of the secrets of the Torah. In fact, this is basically what the book of the Zohar is, splendor, which means basically a book full of light, the light of the inner part of the Torah. And this is what the Rashbi taught on the last day of his life in this world. And in fact, it was a day of tremendous holiness. The Shekhinah, the divine presence, was revealed for those who were able to handle it. And this teaching of the inner secrets of the Torah, this is what we will have with us when we greet Mashiach. That is, that by learning the inner secrets of the Torah, the spiritual part of the Torah, which today is revealed to us through Hasidus, especially Hasidus Chabad, but in general all Hasidus, that this is how we will reveal godliness in our world. That is Aleph. Aleph, which stands for Hashem, which is the difference between the word Gola, exile, and Geula, redemption. That is, revealing that Hashem is really the essence of everything, and in this way, we will quicken the coming of Mashiach adding and learning in Torah, adding and doing mitzvahs beautifully, adding and learning about Mashiach and Geula, may come immediately, and may all of us, me and you, and all of us together, do our part to make this happen as quickly as possible. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More, a very freilich in Lag BaOmer, a very, very happy and healthy Lag BaOmer, in which we join in, hopefully, to a parade or at least some kind of celebration of Lag BaOmer. And certainly the Rashbi will attend, as the Rebbe says, every Lag BaOmer parade. And certainly the schus of the Rashbi will help us to quicken the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.